This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and... Yeah, no, it's a real number. Stop making fun of me. There's a gazillion and three things up there on the website. Also, some of you are texting me for full conversations while I'm on the air. I got one comment. Really? I know you think I'm a genius, you know, because I have two hands doesn't mean I can have, like, two different conversations, one with each hand and one with my mouth. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be there with smarter people than I am. I guarantee you'll find smarter people than I am up on that website. And so if I bore you to death, I guarantee you they won't. Because they don't. It's not that I stop to start reading their stuff. I forget I'm on the air. It's so interesting. Seriously. Anyway, there is so much going on in the news. And I'm not wishing this on myself or anybody else, for that matter. But really, I mean, 10 hours a day wouldn't be enough. It just wouldn't be enough. I just had the story in front of me. Oh, the CNN story. There you go. So, CNN. I know we called it the Clinton News Network, and I know it was funny. But, you know, we're coming to find out how true and how corrupt media as a whole is. And we've been telling you this. My problem is this. As the one fellow just told me, let me see. He just texted me and said, let's see. So is the liberal media really on the verge of collapse, Joe? And I say no. I'm sorry, some of you probably won't agree with me, but here's the thing. You presuppose that the general populace, A, has an IQ high enough to understand what they're saying, what CNN is actually saying, or that they even care. There's a lot of these people that take their information in sound bites. They're the ones I was talking with Karen about, that you have people that belong to a party that will spew the party line because that's what they heard, that's what they saw on their phone. When 70% of the population is getting their news on their smartphone, how deep do you think it actually is? Don't you think that these people are getting, getting news bites, and getting, you know, titles, and they're jumping off on those titles and believing what they say? You know, newsflash. So with CNN, the most trusted news source in, I don't know where, on Mars or something, because it ain't here. But when you get, you know, I'm not surprised at what's going on with CNN. We've been watching them for years go downhill. Now, on Thursday, CNN's investigative reporter, Thomas Frank, published a potentially explosive report involving an investigation of a Russian investment fund with potential ties to several associates of President Donald Trump. Now, the problem is, you know what they always say? Once the bell's been rung, it can't be unrung. Because there's a lot of people that won't go back and read this. There's a lot of people who won't say, okay, well, these guys made a mistake, or it was wrong, or. Well, they won't do it. But as of last Friday night, the story was totally removed from CNN's website, and all links were scrubbed from the network's social media accounts. Now, the story did not meet CNN's editorial standards and has been retracted. And the links to the story were disabled. In other words, The story we posted was a bunch of lies. We couldn't prove any of it. When people started checking us out, we figured we better pull it down really fast. An editor's note from CNN on June 22nd. They said they published a story connecting Anthony Scaramucci with investigations in the Russian Direct Investment Fund. The story did not meet CNN's editorial standards. It has been retracted. Links to the story have been disabled, and CNN apologizes to Mr. Scaramucci. How nice. Neither Frank or CNN immediately responded to the request for comment, and a spokesperson for the Senate Intelligence Committee neither was available for comment. You know, in addition to retracting his story, CNN also apologized to Anthony Scaramucci, an advisor to Trump during the presidential campaign and a member of his transition team. Now, he was mentioned in the story as having met Kirill Dmitriev, the head of the head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund that the network said is overseen. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name, at a state-run bank that is currently under the U.S. sanctions. Now, the funny thing about all of this, how come they're not reporting on the Dems that met with the Russians? How come they're not reporting on the Dems that have ties with the Russians? I'm just asking. Right, fair and balanced, or I don't even know. What is CNN's catchphrase? I don't even know. We'll lie as much as we can get away with? I don't know what their thing is. I have no idea. So anyhow, you know, Fox has been pounding on them for a while. I mean, seriously, think about it. Pounding, 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 and finally CNN pulls the story. Why would they pull the story if it was real? Why wouldn't they stand behind the story if it wasn't real? So as long as people like Hannity, who've got the audience, Newt Gingrich, who's got the support, as long as they're on this, as long as they're pushing it down on the, pushing it in front of other people, then you have a chance to shut these places down. And I don't say shut them down, but you have a chance to get them to back off and actually start, well, I don't want to say printing the truth. See, I get caught every time I do this because they're not going to print the truth. It's just not going to happen. Anyhow, when we come back, Susan Rice is suggesting that race and gender bias is linked to the unmasking backlash. So apparently, it has nothing to do with her and the ability to find the truth, to tell the truth, and that she was breaking the law. But because she was caught not telling the truth and breaking the law, it obviously simply has something to do with gender bias and race. And I'm floored. I don't even know what to say. It's the only thing they got. Remember, I keep telling you, all they can do is yell foul. That's it. They got no facts. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey there. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go.
So hey, oh, we are back. Please keep going to school. If you're anything like what I've seen at the malls and at the beach, please keep going to school. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, 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 please. I'm not begging. I am? Okay, I am. Producer Tammy says I'm begging. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Click on Patreon, okay? Become part of the team. Become part of the group. You know, we want you to be part of the family. This family, you got to kind of pay to be part of. You know what I'm saying? You know, conservatives have taken a beating over the last 5 or 6 months online. Google has just strangled us in so many ways, and it's hurt a lot of us financially. So whatever you could do, whether it's $5 a month, $2 a month, give up a cup of coffee. You know, throw $5 a month my way. Seriously, I'll make it worth your while. I'll keep bringing decent stories to you. I'll keep making your stomach turn. But seriously, I mean, I could be a great dietary program for you. So, because if you listen to me every night, I guarantee you'd be so sick of your stomach you won't want to eat. It'll work out really well, I promise. 855-REAL-JOE, tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off, what's going on. But 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I got so many stories. All right, so apparently London's mayor, who is a Muslim, is confronted by their council. And I don't know how their government works at that level, but it seems like their city council, and then they have the mayor and what have you. And the city council, a couple of people there, are actually calling him out on allowing parades and what have you with Islamic flags and that kind of thing. You know, Islamic flags, right? The ones that have the sickles and the guns and all that fun stuff on there. That would be considered, well, in most sane nations, would be considered hate speech in and of itself. So the mayor is being questioned about the Hezbollah flags, the Al-Qaeda flags, and wanted to know if he would take action to support, to protect the Jewish community. And for some odd reason, he can't just say yes. He keeps saying that he'll look into the information. Well, what's to look into? Will you protect the Jewish community or won't you? This is just telltale. These are just telltale signs of what's happening all over the world. Take a listen. Maybe. You know? Whoa. Hello. I love it when a plan comes together. Don't you? News at 8.
Sorry about two questions ago, which would have been fine if you just said, yes, I'll do that. But you seem to be avoiding saying, yes, I'll do that. So let's try and
This is Andrew Boff. He's one of the members of the, I guess, the London City Council, if you would. Okay? And he's part of a conservative group. But you really got to listen. I mean, these things go by us at a million miles an hour. We go, yeah. This is what Karen and I were talking about earlier when I said, please be informed. Please have a clue. Please be able to talk to people about these issues from a position of intelligence with information.
Address it. Will you write to the Home Secretary and say that we need to clarify what is a banned and not banned organization?
So he's asking the mayor, who has the authority, to write to their equivalent of their Homeland Security inspector or whatever they're calling him, all right, and to get clarification of what the mayor is able to do, what he can enforce when it comes to banned and non-banned groups who don't have a right to protest or what have you. You know what I'm saying? So listen carefully to the questions he's asking.
In order to assist peace in such demonstrations in the future, will you do that?
I'm more than happy to read all the correspondence you sent, Home Secretary.
Will you do that? Will you do that? Don't ask me what I'm doing. I'm asking what you're doing. Will you do that?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, again, you've got to listen to the words that these people use because they're masters at verbiage. Okay? The question that the fellow is asking is really, really simple. Andrew is simply asking him, will you write the secretary? Will you get clarification on what you can endure or what you can enforce? And will you make that happen? It's really simple. Yes, I will. I'll write and get the information. For some odd reason, the mayor, Sadiq Khan, can't make that happen. Those words cannot roll off his lips. I wonder why.
I'm really happy to read all of that, as you said, Home Secretary, and consider whether there's evidence to make the submissions you want me to make.
Consider whether he's going to take if there's enough evidence to take a position. So I guess the van wiping the people down on the bridge is not even close to enough evidence, right? People being hacked up in the streets, right? People being none of that is enough. What evidence does he need? A quarter of a million people to be wiped? Give me a number. I need a number. You're going to get me started. I won't be able to stop.
Will you, Mr. Mayor, look after the interests of the Jewish population of London and write to the Home Secretary to ask for the clarification of the rules on what is a banned organisation?
I've been in close contact with the Met Police Commissioner. One of the best ways to protect vulnerable Jewish Londoners is to get more resources for the police service. That's what I intend.
So the I've been talking to the police commissioner, and he says the best way to protect the Jewish community is to simply bring more people on, more police. Yes or no? Will you protect the Jewish community or not? This is not hard. You know, I have a sneaky suspicion that you don't even need a college degree to answer this question. You know what I mean? This is the stuff that makes me lose my mind. You just want to go over and grab the guy by the ears. You know, what do they call them? When you box somebody's ears and go, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Two words, yes or no. That's all. Your vocabulary only has to include two words, right? Will you protect the Jewish community or not? Yes or no? Right? Yes or no. And every time, what was it? We watched that movie, did that with Madea, right? And she kept slapping that kid in the head. Every time he wouldn't answer the question, he was being nuts. I get Madea in there. She straightened him out in a heartbeat.
To do. And if you want to join me, that makes my life a lot easier.
I will join you when you start doing your job, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, I love this guy. Can we have him? He should be here in LA.
Thank you very much for those answers. I'm sure Londoners will be fascinated with your lack of willingness to address this problem.
You know, and then this mayor, this shows you he has an IQ of -7. Okay, then this mayor is going to challenge this guy and starts to get heated with him. But he's exactly right, Londoners. Are going to hear this. I don't even know how this guy wanted to begin with. Londoners are going to hear this. And hopefully, I hope they don't prove my theory that most people just don't pay attention. And the guy will get in again. Oh, there is the that wonderful music. That capitalist theme that I love so much. Because that means you go to commercial. Go to commercials, somebody makes some money. Maybe not me, but somebody does. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute talking about the London mayor who refuses to take a stand on protecting Jews. It isn't that hard. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I wish I could do a Lawrence Welk impression. Would it be funny to do a Lawrence Welk disco impression? Everybody out on the floor. So if you're watching via video, we've got the light on. This is one of those moments where it's now time. They're roller skates. Right? Today they use roller blades. Yeah, take off your roller skates. Get off the dance floor or the rollerblading floor, whatever it's called. Come on, really? Give me some lights, will you? What's that? I said what? I did not. Darn. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. The shut off? Yeah, okay. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. Happy birthday to our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, celebrating his 29th birthday today.
48.
How old? He's an old fart.
Stop it. You're older than him.
Hey, listen, he's a couple years shy of 50. That puts him up there. He's halfway through. God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The London mayor, Sadiq Khan, will not say that he'll protect the Jewish community, which I find appalling. Shouldn't he be removed immediately for that? I mean, isn't he responsible for the lives of all Londoners, not just the Islamic ones or the Muslim ones? Now, according to reports, this fellow Andrei Boff was asking the mayor for clarification over what constitutes a banned terror organization. Because during one of the street protests or what have you, or marches or whatever they're called there, Hezbollah flags were seen at the march. Khan approved an annual Al-Quds march where Islamic terror flags were flown and anti-Semitic flags or sentiments were shouted. So Khan remaining smug and defiant, dodged each question that Boff threw at him. Finally, frustrated, Boff asked again, simply, Mr. Mayor, will you look after the interests of the Jewish population, write to the Homeland Security, and ask for clarification on what which one of these symbols are banned? And the mayor wouldn't answer. This is why I was telling you. No yes or no. And it's a tension. See, I love these moments. That tension starts to grow and starts to rise, especially with a simple question. It's not like he's poking him. Not like he's making fun of his children, his wife, his God, whatever. He's simply asking him to protect people that voted for him, or probably didn't in this case. Right? The Hezbollah flag has, as I said earlier, a gun and an assault rifle, if you would, on it. He says it causes great distress among many people. And he then asked the mayor again, has your position changed in refusing to classify Hezbollah both as a military and political wing of an organization of a terror group? He says, United States, Israel, France, and the Netherlands all do that. Why can't we? Now, see, for me, this is a simple one. What is he doing in that seat? See, I say I don't believe in a gay and lesbian lifestyle. I'm a hate monger. I'm homophobic. This guy won't take a stand on protecting the Jews while allowing Muslim terrorist groups to fly their flags in London, through the streets of London, and that's okay. You see the double standards that we have. Well, I'm going to go even further. I'm going to say the double standards that the left allows. It is very apparent to me, it has been over the years that I've been doing the show, that what ends up happening, or what I've seen happen even more so, is if it's an idea from the left, if the left decides it's good and healthy for us, then it's good and healthy for us. We don't have a right to question it. If the right comes up with an idea that the left doesn't like, then it's a phobia of some kind. It's a sickness of some kind. And half the time when people are protesting or they're at these events, they don't even know why they're there. We talked about this earlier with Kieran. You had all these protests that have been absconded with, these marches that happen for women, and they become anti-Trump rallies. Well, why? We already know you hate Trump. You don't need to do a rally. Let me give you a hint here. If you're a Democrat and you stand for everything and you don't like conservatives, then we already know you hate Trump. You don't have to wear a sign. You don't have to wear a hat. If it makes you feel better, good for you. If you want to blow that money doing those things, good for you. But we already know you hate us. And if it makes you feel better, I guess go for it. Because I personally see it as you blowing money on those things when you could be waiting and blow your money later on when you could actually make a difference. But it's all right. You stay with it. Now, according to Trump's comment that there were 3 million non-citizens that voted, and everybody poo-pooed him and said, no, he was wrong, and no, this is wrong, and no, that's wrong. Guess what? He may have been right. He may have been really right. Not kind of, sort of, maybe. So apparently what's happened is through a couple of, articles that were written, some research that was being done, you may come to find out that because of a research group in New Jersey, They stepped back and they took a fresh look at this. Right? They looked at the polling data. They concluded that the number of non-citizens voting illegally in the U.S. elections is likely far greater than previously estimated, with as many as 5.7 million non-citizens may have voted in the 2008 election. Right? That put Barack Obama in the White House. Now, the research organizers just look at facts. They don't look at anything else. Right, a widely cited independent think tank led by self-described conservatives and libertarians revealed this number crunching in a report on the on national immigrants. Just facts. President James D. Agresti and his team looked at the data from an extensive Harvard, shut up, YouGov study that every 2 years questions the sample size of tens of thousands of voters. Some acknowledge that they're non-citizens and are thus ineligible to vote. Now, Just Facts conclusions confront both sides in the illegal voting debate Those who say it happens a lot and those who say the problem is non-existent. In one camp, there's groundbreaking studies by professors at Old Dominion University in Virginia who attempted to compile scientifically derived information using voting numbers, using the Harvard data, called the Cooperative Congressional Election Study. On the other side of the profession, they conducted a study and contended that zero non-citizens, see, they can't give in to anything. This is what I love about this stuff. This is why I say to you, it's all driven by the side you're on, which is not the way it should be. You guys know that already. They said zero non-citizens are about 18 million adults in the U.S. voted. The liberal mainstream media adopted this position and proclaimed that the Old Dominion work was debunked. The Old Dominion professors who stand by their work in the face of attacks from the left concluded that in 2008, as few as 38,000 and as many as, you ready for this? 2.8 million non-citizens could have voted. Mr. Gressy's analysis of the same polling data settled at a much higher number. He estimated that anywhere from 7.9 million citizens were illegally registered that year, and at least a half a million to 5.7 million voted. These numbers are more in line with the unverified estimates given by President Trump, who said that the number of ballots cast by non-citizens was by the reason he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton. Now, for 2012, Just Facts said 3.2 million to 5.6 million non-citizens were registered to vote. Right? Big difference between registered and actually voted. And 1.2 million to 3.6 million of them actually voted. I don't know why we have such a hard time believing this. I don't know why the left has such a hard... Well, I guess if they admit that this goes on, then they would have to admit that their people may have won. Well, you know, we already know they did in some cases, but they would have to admit that their people won by cheating. Now, if you look at my... if you'd get a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, there's a whole chapter in there. Why do they have to lie to win? And you'll find out why they have to lie to win. Why is it they feel like their product isn't good enough to stand on its own two feet that they have to lie about it? They have to put lipstick on a pig, in essence. Because that's what you're doing, right? And look, simple English. You don't have to overthink these things. You don't have to over-philosophize these things. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. When we come back, Susan Rice suggested race gender bias is what led to the unmasking backlash. I'm Joe Messina. We'll be back in a minute.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're texting, tweeting, and responding, reposting, whatever the word is, on Facebook and other places. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is a lot happening there. There is a lot you could respond to. Man, I'm tonight we're just cranking through some of the stories I haven't been able to get through, so it's kind of fun for me. I don't know about you. Susan Rice suggested race gender bias is linked to the unmasking backlash. Like, this is really funny. So the only reason we're mad, apparently, is because we're racists. That's it. We're not mad that she did something wrong. We're not mad at the way she handled herself and that she lied on the shows on the weekends. No, that doesn't bother any of us. It's just simply because we're racist. Now, we know that she was the Obama National Secretary Advisor, and she's under fire over her alleged involvement in the unmasking of Trump associates during the 2016 presidential election. It suggests in a fresh interview that the race and gender might be playing a role in the scrutiny of that she's been facing, she says. It's just amazing. So now, I don't think she's black, right? I don't think so. But because she's a woman, it's the only reason we're questioning her. Do you see how far the left? You know, first, remember, it was the war on women. It was the war on air, the war on kids, the war on water. For some odd reason, the left is always in a war or perceiving us as being in a war with them on something. Now it goes even further than that. They come back and when we were questioning President Obama, we were racist. It was a war on black people. Or do you want to be a little bit more specific about it? The war on half black people, right? I mean, because he openly admits he's only half black. He's not full black. He's not full African American, so to speak. So then, more accurately, it would be the war on half black people. Hey, they're the ones that always say they're in their accuracy, right? So an interview with the journalist Michael Tomasky for the New York Magazine, Rice reportedly questioned the criticism she faced dating back to the Benghazi controversy. She goes, why me? Why not Jay Carney, for example, who was then our press secretary, who stood up more than I did, she asked. Tomasky noted, you know why, Rice? Because when you were asked questions, when you were flat out asked questions, you flat out lied. Tomasky knows in the piece that Carney isn't an African-American woman, of course. Oh, she's African-American woman. Okay, excuse me. And apparently asked Rice whether that is the key factor. Rice, in response, left the door open. She says, I don't know. I don't leap to a simple explanation. Then why bring it up? If it's not real and you don't think it's true and you don't think it really pertains, why bring it up? The only reason you do stuff like that is to create doubt in people's minds. They have them sit there and go, oh, yeah, you know, maybe that's it. She said, I don't leap to the simple explanation that's only about race and gender. I'm trying to keep my theories to myself until I'm ready to come out with them. And not that I have any. Then again, I say, why bring them up? Why talk about them? But Rice mentioned other prominent female figures like Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice who faced ad hominem attacks suggesting a correlation. Right. Because the attacks on Condoleezza Rice were because of her color. And the attacks on Hillary Clinton was because she was white. Not because she was, you know, just a liar. No, it had to be because she was white. I mean, because she was a woman. Well, that makes her as a woman that was a liar. Asked about the comments, a Republican Capitol Hill source pushed back. This is screaming out for attention. She's saying, I don't know why they all started picking on me, but it has to be because I'm a black woman. As this is suggesting of the race and gender being a factor, the source countered then and said, why would there be a subpoena for a white male? If it only has to do with a black female, why is there a subpoena out there for a white male? Good point. That was a reference to the fact that Rice is not the only focus of the congressional probe. Investigators have issued subpoenas to three different agencies, NSA, CIA, and FBI. Those subpoenas have asked for unmasking information related to three individuals, former CIA Director John Brennan, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, and Rice herself. She's not the only focus of the congressional frustration. Senator Lindsey Graham had a tense exchange with a top intelligence community lawyer at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, where he complained he still doesn't have any answer on whether the communications have been monitored. Nobody will answer his question. So why aren't they in jail? That's my question. I have a question. Hello, me? Yeah. Why aren't they in jail then? If you or I refuse to answer questions on a subpoena or being subpoenaed in and not answering the questions that were happening, how long would we be out of jail? Out of handcuffs? I mean, seriously. Rice told John Woodruff on PBS on March 22nd that she knew nothing about the unmasking of Trump associates. So this woman has continually lied. Not kind of, sort of. Not missed the mark. Not kind of told a half-truth. She has lied on several occasions to the information that she actually knew. She admitted she sometimes sought out to the... Oh, this is good. But weeks later on MSNBC, she admitted that she sometimes sought out the identities of Trump associates who communicated with foreigners as a request known as unmasking in the intelligence community. So she actually went in and said, look for, find me, tell me which one of Trump's associates are in these conversations. She said, but I leaked nothing. Well, you know, she's been so honest. Why wouldn't you believe her? Now, Rice became a target of Republican criticism back in 2012 for giving misleading information about the origin of the Benghazi terror attack. Like I said, she's been a liar since day one. She's never been able to find the truth, tell us the truth, and work the truth with us. Rice appeared on all five Sunday political talk shows at the time to claim the Benghazi attack was spun out of the protest over an anti-Muslim video produced here in California. Now, former CIA director David Petraeus reportedly told lawmakers later that the intelligence community considered the attack an act of terrorism for the whole time. They never, ever. Now, we're talking about the intelligence community. Never felt this had to do with a movie, an anti-Muslim movie. So we lost four lives. That insult to injury, we lied about what took place with those four lives, how we lost them. And Hillary seems to have no care at all about these things. Well, actually, really, most of the people at the top on the left didn't care about any of this. None of this bothered them at all. It's wrong. I don't get it. Okay, what else have we got? I've got like 20 stories open here. Ah, here's one. I don't do her stories that often. Pam Geller from the Geller Report says this: Trump was recently slammed by the UN for undermining civil liberties of women? No. Of blacks in America? No. Of Jews? No, of course not. They would never do that to him. Well, they would never do anybody who went against Jews. No. Top human rights officials with the United Nations have issued a scathing condemnation of President Donald Trump, saying that the White House commander-in-chief is wrongfully infringing upon the civil rights of ISIS jihadists. That's right. Okay, these are the same people who put the Chinese and North Koreans on the Humanities Commission. Right? This is the most backwards organization on the face of the planet. By breaking tradition with leftist lawmakers and announcing support for certain tactics aimed at getting information from terrorists like waterboarding. Look, at this point in time, if I got to waterboard one or two or three terrorists to save 3, 4, 5, 6,000 American lives, bring on the water. And now the world's Muslim apologists, not to mention leftists, they're in a real bind. I mean, some of this stuff is almost too ludicrous for words, really. You have to sit there and say, okay, this is an onion story, right? No, it's not an onion story. From the article, it says, United Nations top rights official accused U.S. President Donald Trump of breaking taboos by his apparent support for torture techniques and warned world powers against undermining... Yeah. Against undermining civil liberties in their fight against, where's Zell when you need him? Against militants. Zayed Raed Al Hussein. See, I got that one right. Thank you. Also lambasted the British Prime Minister Theresa May for threatening to change human rights laws if they got in the way of security operations. Yes, we don't want to keep people secure at the risk of taking away the guns, knives, and swords of terrorists. I got it. Saying her words would give heart to authoritarian government. Look, I barely made it out of sixth grade. Give me some slack here. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights told an audience in London late on Monday that strident statements in the wake of attacks risked undermining. You know, I always love this stuff. These loons on the left keep coming out, and they keep talking about how we don't want to say certain things because we don't want to make them mad. I got news for you. They're already mad. There is nothing you're going to say to them. You know, watch some of those torture films. Watch some of the films where they kill their own. And even their own Muslims who admit to being Muslim and knowing the Quran, they kill them anyway. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. This craziness continues on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.